again, remember those who have fallen, remember the ultimate sacrifice and how that points us to Jesus, our hero who made the ultimate sacrifice for us. If you want to remember a friend that has fallen, there's a station at the back of the room where you can remember their name and write that down on the board. We also have a short business update. A couple of things. One, it's the end of the month, and I want to remind you that we made budget the last 2 months, and we'd love to make that 3 months in a row. So we're almost there. You can see our giving here, our monthly giving goals and where we're at. So if you're able to give to support the ministry here, that would be great. Help us out. If you're not a part of the church, don't give. We would just love to get to know you better. But for those who have ownership here, we'd love to make those goals. So keep going. And then also we've got the envelopes by the giving boxes for giving specifically for building furnishings. So the building is almost complete. We'll probably have a ribbon cutting here pretty soon in the next few weeks. We're trying to buy some furniture to put in there as well. And so give if you're able with those specific giving envelopes, and then pray that God would use this tool as just another resource, a stewardship that he's given us to reach our community for Jesus. So that's the goal. Continue to pray that he would help us to use that for his glory. All right, we're continuing our series in 1 Thessalonians. So if you have a Bible, open it to 1 Thessalonians. We're calling the series Authentic Church. And so this Authentic Church series in 1 Thessalonians has been challenging us to consider, what does a real church look like? If you don't have a Bible, we've placed some under the chairs, and you can grab one of those and turn to page 987. So page 987 in those black Bibles, 1 Thessalonians will be in chapter 4. We're considering what happens when God comes in and spiritually transforms a group of people so that they begin to trust and follow Jesus. What happens? What does that look like? This week, we're calling it Authentic Living. A lot of us want to know, what does it look like to live a good life? What is a life well lived? One of the blessings I have is getting to reflect on that as a pastor at funerals. I probably go to more funerals than most people because I officiate funerals. And it's a great opportunity to reflect on what is a life well lived? One of the most famous movies of all time is called It's a Wonderful Life. And have you ever seen this movie before? It's a famous Christmas movie, one of the most popular movies of all time, and that's really what the movie is about, is reflecting on what is a life worth living. It starts with a main character wanting to commit suicide because he's come on some really hard times, and his guardian angel intervenes, and just to be clear, I'm not like trying to say this is a movie with great theology, okay, but there's a nice story that takes place here. And the guardian angel intervenes, and what the guardian angel does is he shows him what his life would have been like, or what the world would have been like, if he had never lived. And shows all the bad things that would have happened if he hadn't been there to show grace to people at pivotal points of his life. And so by the end of the movie, he realizes, wow, God has used me to do good things. He doesn't use the theological terms, right? But I'm going to insert that. I'm going to insert some faith into the movie. He's like, wow, God has used me to make a difference in this world. What would that look like for us to have a life where God uses us to genuinely make a difference in our community? That's our hope. That's our prayer. And Paul's going to give us a pretty simple formula here in 1 Thessalonians 4. We're going to read just four verses. And so I want to warn you as I move into the sermon, it's only going to be a two-point sermon today.